Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Yes, ain't you? Happy Monday! Happy Monday to you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Monday. Man, I hope you guys had an amazing weekend. I know you enjoyed your guys' weekend. I hope so you guys enjoy. I know kids already get out of school. Kids probably on spring break. I know people off today or going to work today. Or just getting off today. But yeah. Happy Monday to you guys. Also, I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday, my birthday today. You guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday. Also, man. I hope you guys have an amazing little birthday. Enjoy your guys' birthday. And I hope you guys have an amazing Monday. But today, of course, we're about to do a game called the baseball game. We're talking about that. Also, we're talking about the NBA. Also, we're talking about NFL free agent because it is cooking. Yes, it is cooking. So, we're going to talk about that. But first, let's talk about the show. It's a baseball game, the MLB. It's a baseball game. It's dope. Also, it can't coming out tomorrow. But if you got the VIP, the deluxe edition, you can play it early, so you can play it today. If you got those, you can play it today, and you don't have to wait till tomorrow. If you buying the regular game, you don't have to wait till tomorrow to play. But if you got them two edition, you can play early, and it's dope, man. This game now you can play with a female. You create a female, also you know, of course, you create with a male, but now you see a female in the lead, so that's dope to watch and see. Also, a code, you know, it got a little bit new kinks to it, but the MLB, the show 2024 is dope. You'll grab it. It's dope. You can play it early. Like I said, if you got the MVP edition or the deluxe digital edition, you can play it early, but it's dope. Female can, you know, you can play as a female if you want to. Also, you know, they got the male edition, but it got a lot of new stuff now. You can also, you know, you can go to the combine, you know, like the combine, the baseball combine. You can play in the combine. Also, it's dope. I really do like it. I saw the trailer, saw a lot of people playing. It's dope. I do like enjoy it, because last time I played the show, the MLB, the show, I think I had 2023 or 2022. It's been a minute. Because I'm like, man, they need to upgrade some pieces. Now they upgrade some, a lot of pieces. Now you're going to see commentary, talking. Also, it's all about you. And it's like, you got a new position you can play now. So it's dope to see. And I really do enjoy it. I'm going to get a hold to it. Probably get a hold today, by today. Or by tomorrow. But it's dope to see and watch and see. Man, I can't wait because, man, you can play with a female. That's dope. That's an A+. Also, you know, you can play a different position as well. That's a plus. That's what A+ to me. And I really, really do enjoy it because you got a lot of pieces that you can play. Also, a lot of teams going to look for your position. Like, you going to see, like, teams on the map that want you as well, or it's also you can decide your fate in the game, so that's dope as well. I really do like it. Now let's move on to the NBA, of course. Friday game, of course, not too many games really on Friday. We had the Heat versus Detroit, of course, Heat 108, Detroit 95. They had the Sun versus the Hornets. Suns, of course, 107-196. Good games. Then you had the Saturday game. We had the Cavs versus the Rockets. Of course, the Rockets 117-103. Then you had the Nets versus Indiana game. Good game. Good fight. But, of course, Indiana 121 to Nets 100. Then you had the Bulls versus the Wizards. Good game. Of course, the Bulls 127-98. Then you had the OKC versus the OKC versus the Grizzlies. Good game. Came down to the wire, but OKC, of course, won the game 118-112. Good game. It was a good game. Then you had the Warriors in the Lakers game. I know everybody was watching that game. Everyone was pissed. Was so pissed that the Lakers lost. Also, they was pissed with the ref as well. It was crazy. It was very, very crazy. But, of course, Warriors 128-121. Then you had the Timberwolves versus the Jazz. Came down to the wire. But Timberwolves scores 119-100. So, good game. But yesterday game, Sun versus the Bucks. Bucks scores 140-129. You had the Heat versus Detroit. Heat, of course, 104-Detroit 101. Then you had the Nuggets and the Mavericks game. Oh, my God. It came down to the wire. Man, that came down to the wire. Kyrie hit the game winning shot over the Joker. That shot went in and he made it. It came down to the wire in the fourth quarter. Man, I thought it was going to OT, but Kyrie said, nah. Also, you know, that's his first time playing. He can't eat nothing. He on Ramadan. So, you know, Ramadan, people can't eat. Sun up, sun down. They can't eat. I'm not sure how to work. But Kyrie hit the game, won the shot over the Joker. It was a good game. I really, really did enjoy this game. Hopefully they face each other again in a playoff. This game was so good. It was crazy. The Nuggets had 105-107. They had the Raptors versus Orlando. Orlando, of course, 111-96. Then you had the Celtics versus the Wizards. Of course, Celtics won 130-104. Then you had the Nets versus the Spurs. Went to OT. This game down to the wire. Money came out, but the Spurs, of course, 122-115. They had the Hawks versus the Clippers. Hawks, of course, 110-93. But today's game is the Cavs versus the Indiana at 6 p.m. Then you got Detroit versus the Celtics at 6:30 p.m. Then you got the Heat versus 76 at 6:30 p.m. Then you got the Trailblazers versus the Bulls at 7 p.m. Then you got the Timberwolves versus Jazz, 8 p.m. Then you got New York versus Warriors at 9 p.m. Then you got the Grizzlies versus the Kings at 9 p.m. Then you got the Hawks versus the Lakers at 9:30 p.m. So these games going to be good. I cannot wait. It's going to be good. It's going down. Like, this NBA season is going so down. Of course, the Celtics, of course, like I said, Celtics number one. Bucks number two. Cavs. New York, Orlando, Indiana Heat, 76ers, Bulls, Hawks, Nets, Raptors, Hornets, Detroit, Wizard. Like I said, between the Wizard and the Detroit, I want to see who's going to end up last. Like, who's going to end the be the 14th seed, who's going to be in the 15th seed. But, of course, right now, the Wizard is on the losing streak. It's crazy. They was making fun against fun. Of the Detroit, but now look at the Wizard. They 15 now. At first they was the 14, now they 15 also. Detroit got one win against the Wizard. So Detroit, the 11 at the Wizards. But the West is challenging. It's so hard. It's so good. The West is so good. OKC number one, Nuggets champs. Nuggets number two, Timberwolves number three, Clippers number four, Pels, King, Dallas, Suns, Warriors, Lakers, Rockets, Jazz, Grizzly, Trailblazer, and Spurs. We already know who already eliminated. You know, the Spurs are eliminated. Then Trailblazers are eliminated. And for the East, we already know Wizards and Detroit are eliminated in the playoff. You know, but the like I said, the playoff is a totally different animal. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I cannot wait. Because it's going down in the playoff. I can see it. Also, teams that's not have not making the playoff in a minute now making to the playoff. Like Orlando, they making to the playoff. So that's going to be good. Wait for that, because Orlando, I don't know which team going to play Orlando, but that game will be good. Can't wait. I'm excited for that, to see Orlando and Indiana be in the playoff position, playoff spot. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I cannot wait. The West, excited more about is the, really, no, the OKC. The OKC in the West, I'm excited about, because, you know, OKC have not been in the playoff since the bubble. So I'm excited for the OKC. Also, they can't, you know, have home court advantage. But everyone, like I always say, everyone go is trying to win the first seed, trying to get to the first seed and play at home. The second option, okay, I'll make it to the playoff and play on the road. Or third is option is to be in the play-in tournament, win the first round playoff tournament, or the second round of the playoff tournament. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I'm excited about it. I really, really, really am excited about the NBA right now. I'm really, really excited. I can't wait for the playoff, because, man, the second half of the season, it's been the ups, the downs, the roller coaster. I'm excited about that. But I'm more excited about the playoff, because I know all the teams might bring the A game, and I'm excited about that. Now, let's move on to the NFL. Of course, you know, y'all know, the NFL been cooking. Players getting traded in the offseason. Players getting re-signed to different teams. Players leaving. Like, man, it's going down. The Steelers, y'all know, the Steelers just signed, traded for Justin Fields. So, Chicago Bears traded Justin Fields for a 6th-round pick. So, Justin Fields going to the Steelers. So, I know Steelers fan myself, I'm happy, because Russell, of course, Steelers. So, I'm happy, too, because Steelers cooking. Steelers been cooking since the free agent start, because Steelers got some pieces. Also, you know, got some draft picks as well for this year. So, Steelers are cooking. A lot of teams are cooking, like the Steelers. I'll say all the teams. But I feel like the Steelers, like, is cooking. Like, the team have not expected, like, the Steelers, like, making big moves like that. So, I would say the Steelers, like, overall, I say the Steelers, because they're making big moves. Like, they just signed, you know, trade Kenson Pickett to Eagles, of course. Like, they cook it. Like, they don't have no, they got a new quarterback. Just signed a new quarterback. Just traded for a quarterback for a draft pick. So, it's crazy. You know, it's crazy. Man. I can't wait for the NFL season to start, because, you know, and you know what? I'll say, you know, let's go to the NFL season, because this might be a good season for every team, because every team is getting better. Like, no team have not. Some team have not. Have not traded or just don't wait to the draft. You know, wait to the draft and start to, you know, pick their pieces. So, like that. But the NFL free agency is cooking. It's cooking. Every team is getting better, fixing their positions that they need, players that they need to, you know, pieces and stuff like that. But the free agent is cooking. Like, every team you look up, every team traded somebody or traded or resigned somebody or put them a fresh tag on somebody. It's been crazy. It's been so crazy. It been crazy. This season right here is gonna be so much watch because a lot of players left their old team or got traded from their old team or let go from their old team or signed to a new team. This NFL season, like I said, this NFL season is gonna be so much. It's gonna be so much good because every team is getting better. Like you can't count on. Also, you know, you got the draft coming up very, very soon, but that's like the end of in April. You got that, and then you know you got OTE. You know the players get ready for preseason. Then you got the regular season. So this might be, man. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm excited. Like I tell you right now, teams is getting better every single day. It's like you never know who going to get traded, who going to get traded, who going to get signed and stuff like that. I got like this NFL free agent is crazy, and I'm loving it. I'm really, really loving it. It's like this is like the top notch of the free agency because every team. Ever since Patrick Mahomes won his second Super Bowl, every team like, you know what, it's time to change. You know, we gotta get our, trying to make it to the playoff and make it to the Super Bowl. That's what every team is doing, and I cannot wait, and I'm very, very excited about it, and I'm really, 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 really happy about it because I can't wait. I cannot wait. Like, I cannot wait because I'm excited about this season because I see it's new faces. Of course, it's going to take time. It's going to take time for the teams to get better and better. But it's like every team is getting better, like, better than the day. And they are this close, like, really, really close to make a really, really run. Yeah, the team got to get ready to get click with each other, trying to find each other. Missing like strong suit and stuff like that, and get this, you know, fitting the new 6-8 in right now. So I'm excited about that. Also, I want to know how you guys think about the new baseball game, the show, the MLB. How you feel about that? Also, how you guys feel about the NBA? Also, how you guys feel about the NFL? Free agency, like I said, is getting crazy by the day. I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited about it. I'm like so excited about this season. Like this season, like the NFL, I'm excited about because it's like new pieces is coming, like really, 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 really coming, and nobody can stop nobody. Like every team is getting back. Like the conference, like the division, it's gonna go up and down. You don't know who's gonna be. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. I think 1-5. I'm not sure. Or 1-4, 1-3. I'm not sure. But the division is like rivalries. That's about to be tough. Some are, you know, some are easier than the other. But man, it's about to be cooking. This season is about to be cooking. Cannot wait. I'm excited about that. 10 out of 10. This free agency. 10 out of 10, this season might go up. This season might go skyrocket. It don't take time. It's going to take time, but be patient. Enjoy the ride. But NFL might come out very, very strong. This season might make out. It's about to go out very, very strong. I cannot wait. Excited about it. Man, I'm excited about it. So excited about the NFL. Like, because free agency, baby. You got, like I said, you got team cooking. They cooking right now. They cooking. They trying to make a push. But, man, this is beyond me. Like, teams, like, getting good every single day. Teams signing new players, new pieces. They feel like they're this close or this short to their destiny and to their, they're up, like, they're there, like, they you know, keep falling short. Now they're putting the pieces together and, like, we're making a push, making a run for it. So I'm excited. I'm really excited about, very excited about this. So, yeah. Okay, before we go, let's take a deep breath in. Let out. Take another breath in. Let out. Put God for yourself first. You know, we sing salute to you guys. God first, kid for yourself first. If you sing parent, I thought salute to you guys. God first, self first. You know, for the relationship with no kids, salute to you guys. God first, kid for yourself first. You know, for the relationship with kids, salute to you guys. You know, doing y'all big one. No, doing y'all big salute to you. Also, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Prior to YouTube channel, of course, follow us on Wisdom. Also, make sure you guys tell a friend about Shaktown Podcast. And tell everyone you know about Shaktown Empire Podcast. Tell eight people. Put it on for your animal, your dog, cat, your snake. Put it on for them. Man, like I said, tell everybody that you know. Tell everyone that you know about Shaktown Podcast. Man. Also, shout out to everyone overseas. Love you guys so much. Everyone in the U.S., love you guys so much. Love. Around the world, love you guys so much. Love. Also, you know, tomorrow is voting time. Tomorrow is going to be different. It's going to be different. Tomorrow will be different. Because I'm happy to be busy tomorrow. So, tomorrow episode, Tuesday episode is going to be different. So, letting you guys know, it's going to be different. Tomorrow episode is going to be different. Tuesday episode will be different than Wednesday. We'll be back on schedule and stuff. So, tomorrow, Tuesday, is going to be different. So, make sure you guys be prepared for that. So, tomorrow will be different. I don't know if I'll probably do it in the morning, like early, super early before I need to do something. So, probably it's super early. I'm telling you right now, super early. But it's going to be pre-recorded. It's going to be on that day, but it'll be pre-recorded and then come out the time that it always come out on. So at 2, it's coming out that time. So, yeah, it's going to be super early tomorrow. Episode will be super early. Already pre-recorded. It'll come out on at 2. Come out 2. Already record. Boom. Schedule it. And come out on 2 at 2 p.m. It's your time, whatever time. So whatever time, you can listen to it, you know. But yes, that time is going to come out. But I always say this. Man, I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday, my birthday today. Enjoy you guys' birthday. Also, you know, enjoy guys, the rest of you guys, Monday. Enjoy. Also, make sure I tell a friend. Like I said, tell a friend about Shaktown Podcast. Tell eight people about Shaktown Podcast. I always say this. If nobody loves you, we love you. Have a wonderful one for the rest of you guys today. Monday. Peace and love. Peace and love. Peace.
You guys on the Shaktown Empire show, come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Shaktown Empire show. We love you guys. We gone.